This is Dakota Datebook for February 23rd. If you have an ear for lively music, you know the almost magnetic attraction of ragtime. It has syncopation, it has energy, it has offbeat notes and a solid bass line. Ragtime is distinctively American, originating in African American culture. It gets its name from being in ragged time with syncopated offbeats, and it was about the most popular type of music in America by the early 1900s. Modern-day music aficionados know that Scott Joplin's ragtime tunes included Maple Leaf Rag and The Entertainer. Joplin had studied classical music, and he masterfully mixed elements of classical harmonies with African-American rhythms and melodies. Ragtime came to North Dakota as early as 1900, when a traveling music company played at Dickinson's Opera House in February. In April, a troupe of black musicians from Chicago brought ragtime to the Williston Opera House, and that October, Wahpeton's Opera House hosted a group playing the hottest ragtime song hits of the day. Although ragtime was an extremely popular fad, not everyone loved it. On this date in 1905, the newspaper in Hope published a short article questioning ragtime's worthiness in comparison with classical music. If classical music served as a tonic to soothe the soul, would offbeat ragtime tunes bring too much excitement? Yet if music was medicine, ragtime might bring downcast souls out of melancholy moods. Still, critics said ragtime put the sin in syncopation. Despite qualms, ragtime gained traction in the state. More people bought pianos, Victor record players, and ragtime sheet music. A 1906 record player ad admitted that musical tastes differ. You may choose ragtime, something classical, or another selection. Yet the Victor machine could play them all. In 1911, composer Irving Berlin wrote one of America's most popular songs, Alexander's Ragtime Band. If you have heard the words, "Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band," you find it unforgettable. It may have been the theme song of a generation, reviving the ragtime craze of a decade earlier. Songsters sang it everywhere. Piano players plunked it out everywhere. And music lovers loved it when a small town in McKenzie County, Alexander, formed a new musical organization. They called themselves Alexander's Ragtime Band. What else? Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.